Just be yourself. When you're showing up online, when you're podcasting, making videos, speaking on stage, just be yourself. But that's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? You're listening to Success in Mind, the show for high-performing leaders, changemakers, and entrepreneurs ready to take your life and business to the next level. If you're ready for whole life success, keep listening. Are you ready to unleash your voice into the world? Do you have a story to share, but you're not sure where to start? Join my 5-day Launcher Podcast Challenge. This is an intensive 5-day journey where you will learn what you need to know to launch your own podcast, from crafting captivating content to the technical side of recording, editing, and publishing. We've got you covered. Don't miss this opportunity to turn your passion into a powerful podcast. Sign up now and let's kickstart your podcasting journey together. The link is in the show notes. What does it mean to be yourself? We hear this advice all the time. You're going to a job interview, people say, just be yourself. You're starting a podcast, just be yourself. You're a YouTube channel, just be yourself. Showing up online, just be yourself. You get it. No matter what you do in this world, people will tell you, just be yourself. But does anyone actually tell you how to do that? How do you show up as yourself? Because it can be really freaking scary to show up as yourself. That is, I think, one of the most vulnerable things we can do is to be ourselves, to be seen as us, as who we truly are. And yet, I think that what drives so many of us and what we want more than anything in this world is to be seen for who we are. It's kind of a bit of a paradox, isn't it? Like, we want to be seen, and yet being seen is really scary. And so people start to put on personas and they start to pretend to be something they're not. They start to act and behave in ways that just aren't real to them. That's not their true self. So how do you just be yourself? And what's stopping us from being ourselves? The obvious answer is fear. Fear stops us from being ourselves. It's the fear of getting kicked out of the tribe. I believe this is a deep fundamental fear that we all have at some point on some level, because we all descend from a tribal culture, and this has been carved into our DNA for our survival. Because back in our tribal cultures, you needed the tribe to survive. To physically survive, you needed the safety of a tribe. And if you were kicked out of the tribe, it was certain death. And things that might get you kicked out of the tribe is if you stood out. If you spoke differently, if you stood up to the chief or you spoke out against the chief, that was a certain, you were definitely getting kicked out of the tribe then. If you challenged the chief, if you seemed better than the chief, if you were different, if you were a little bit quirky, if you were different, then certainly those could be reasons to kick you out of the tribe. And so we have ingrained into us this deep need to be accepted by our tribe, because without them, it is certain death out there. Now, of course, the world has evolved and changed, and our tribes are no longer the safety net around us day to day. Our tribes are online. Our tribes have a much greater net. You can find your tribe now. You can find your people who you belong with. It's not just the family you were born into and the tribe that you were born into or that you married into that is your safety. We have bigger tribes now. We have tribes online. You can find your people there. And you can survive. I mean, really, you could survive without other people in your life supporting you. You could run away into the mountains and live in a little cabin. And as long as you had food and you had that shelter, you could survive. You know, maybe a first aid kit. You know, you could survive reasonably. You could survive. But we are social animals. We need the tribe. In order to thrive, you need to have a community around you. And so when people are saying, just be yourself, that's hitting up on this deep, fundamental fear that, well, if I'm myself, I might get kicked out. I might cause some waves and I might get myself into a whole world of trouble. And then what's going to happen to me? How will I survive out there on my own? You add into that cancel culture, which is a form of death, you know, a death to your reputation, a death to your career. You start adding that into the mix, and now there's a whole other reason to be fearful of standing out or being different or just being seen for who you are. So it's not as easy as to say, just be yourself, because that can be really scary. And a lot of the things that stop us from being ourselves are things like, well, the fear that we discussed, but limiting beliefs we put on ourselves. So beliefs like, I'm not good enough, I can't have what I want, people won't like me, people will judge me. These are all limiting beliefs, and you could have thousands of limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are simply just decisions that you made in a moment where that seemed accurate based on the knowledge that you had at the time. It seemed to be the most reasonable decision. But now, you're not that same person you were back then. I've shared here before, I had a limiting belief that I couldn't be creative, that I couldn't write, because I had a grade 2 teacher who was really mean about my writing one day and made me afraid of showing my work to someone and showing my writing to someone. And it took me a very long time to recognize that and to overcome it. So that would be one way that I was not being myself, because I love to write. I love words and language. So I did not feel safe to be myself in that area of life. And that's just one example. You know, I didn't feel safe being seen. I used to intentionally try to hide in crowds. If you saw me at a networking event, pre-NLP Terry, I would most likely be in the back corner scrolling on my phone, trying to look really busy, because I just wanted to blend in with the plants in the background. I didn't want anyone to see me and talk to me, which is really kind of silly because it was a networking event. The whole purpose is to be seen and to talk to people. So we have these things that and negative emotions also, like we talk about fear, anger, hurt, guilt, sadness. These are all things that also stop us from being ourselves and showing up in the way that we want to show up in this world. So let's talk about some ways that you can start to be more of yourself and to feel safe showing up as you. So before you can be yourself, you need to know yourself. So before you can show up online as the person that you want to show up as your authentic, true self, it's important that you understand who you are. And that means understanding what your values are. Your values are what's most important to you. And we've done episodes about that in the past. I can link them in the show notes. But you need to understand, what are your values? What matters most to you? What will you put energy and resources into? Those are your values. What are your interests? What do you like? You know, one of my interests is tea. That's a part of who I am. And occasionally I share that online. I'll share what kind of tea I'm drinking. Never get me started talking about tea though, because I won't stop. I geek out about tea. That's a part of my interests. I love tea. Knowing your boundaries, that's a part of knowing yourself too. Knowing where are the boundaries. So your boundaries are, what will you accept? What will you not accept? Those are your boundaries. Boundaries are often determined by our values. When our values are crossed, we know there's a boundary there. So take some time. That would be the first step I would say, is take some time to really reflect on who you are. And that might be a process. In fact, that most likely will be a process of discovering who you are. What do you like? What are your beliefs? What are your goals? And this is often done with a coach or through counseling, with someone who knows how to guide you through a process of really getting to know and understand yourself. Are there also, there's really great books you can read to help you identify who are you? Like, who are you really? So you need to know yourself. If you don't know yourself, other people will start to define who you are. The world will tell you who you are, and you might end up in a role that you don't want to play. So first, you have to know yourself. And then second, be genuine. Authenticity is key. In the last episode, Bob Berg talked about this, and I was so glad that he said what he said because I fully believe in that when it comes to authenticity. So this is, you know, authenticity, being genuine, means to be present and to show yourself online in a way that reflects who you truly are. So avoid trying to be someone you're not to gain approval of others because, well, spoiler alert, whether you show up as yourself or you show up as a version of you who you think will be liked, there will still be people who don't like you, who don't approve, who don't want to hear from you, who hate your videos, hate your book, don't like your podcast, whatever it is, they're still going to be there. It doesn't matter if you put on some sort of fake persona. The only difference will be that it will be a lot harder on you because you're not being yourself. You're not being genuine to you. You know, my next one, number three, is share your passions. So share what interests you. Your audience, the people who you want to connect with online, they want to know who you are behind the business, behind the brand. They want to know you. Share your interests, share your hobbies, share your passions. What are you interested in? And you can do that through your social media posts. Stories are a great place to show that insider peek into who you are. You could do that through your blogs, writing about things that interest you. You can do it through a podcast, sharing your interests here. And, you know, podcasting is, I think, one of the best ways to share your interests because people are looking for that kind of content. So let's say you're like me and you really love tea. You could do a whole podcast about tea. You could talk about that, exploring different kinds of tea, talking about different varieties, different ways that the tea leaves are grown and prepared. You could talk all about tea. And there will be people like me in the world who will be so interested to listen to it. So you can do that in a podcast so easily. You could start a YouTube channel. Express what you love, and then you will attract other people who are interested or who love the same thing or who are curious about it and just want to learn more. And that helps build a genuine connection with other people. And that's really why we want to show up as ourselves, isn't it? Is to begin to connect with other people who see us as who we are and who want to connect with who we are. And by being yourself, you also create a safe space for other people to show up genuinely as themselves too. And number four is respect privacy. So while being your authentic self, while showing up online as you, it's important to remember to respect your own privacy as well as the privacy of others. You don't have to share everything. You can be you and not share everything. You know, this is also about boundaries. So think twice about sharing personal information or details that could compromise your security or could show someone else in a bad light that they might get upset. Think twice about that. You know, I'm very public online, but my husband is very private. So I don't talk a lot about him online. I'm very careful in what I share. And before I share anything, whether it's a photo or a comment about him, I get his permission to share it because I respect his privacy online. I've had people say to me, I don't even know what your husband looks like. I've been following you online and I don't know what he looks like. Or when I do share a photo, they'll say, oh, that's what Greg looks like. I didn't even know. Because I don't share him often. I respect his privacy and his boundaries. You know, I might share, and I have shared before, about my health issues, about having ulcerative colitis. I'll be sharing a lot more of that in my new upcoming podcast. Stay tuned for that. But I'm comfortable sharing that. I wasn't always comfortable sharing it, though. I held that as a secret for a very long time. Because I didn't want people to judge me, because I felt a lot of shame around it and embarrassment. Now I'm looking at it from a different point of view where I know that by sharing my struggles and my story, I'm going to help other people who are going through the same thing and feel alone. But only because I feel ready to share it and talk about it. For a long time, I didn't. For probably the first 2 decades that I had it, nobody outside of my doctor, my family, and Greg knew that I had it. You know, and the next one is engage thoughtfully. So when you're interacting with others online, be respectful, be considerate. Treat them how you want to be treated. Even if they disagree with you or they criticize you, treat people respectfully. People are always going to remember how you make them feel. I don't remember who originally said that, but people will always remember the feeling they get from you. And if they feel disrespected or unvalued, embarrassed, if they feel shamed by you, they're going to remember that. People will remember these things. So always treat people with respect. Even if they're saying the most ridiculous things or leaving the most hateful comments, remember, you can always delete their comments. You can ignore them. You can delete them. You can block them. How you respond to things, other people are going to see that, and people are always watching. And the more public you get, the more you start showing up online, the more people are going to watch everything that you do. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't stand up for yourself, but you can do so in a respectful way that doesn't humiliate that person, that doesn't put you in a bad light. Or you can simply ignore, delete, and block. 6, be mindful of your online persona. So who you show up as online is a reflection of you. So make sure that you are showing up as the best version of you. Being authentic does not mean that it's okay to be an asshole or that it's okay to be rude or to be angry all the time. That's not okay. You want to show up as the best version of you, which I believe really is the true version of you. I don't think any of us are meant to be super angry, ragey, fearful. That's not who you truly are. That's not who any of us truly is. So be mindful of that, of how you're showing up. Are you showing up as the best version of you? And then next, 7, stay true to your values. We talked about values earlier, but you really want to stay true to your values. In a digital world where trends and opinions are constantly changing, staying true to your values and your principles. You don't want to compromise your integrity for the sake of popularity or acceptance. So think twice before you jump on a bandwagon and start talking about something that maybe you shouldn't be talking about. Maybe something that you don't really know too much about, just because you want to be popular. I see this so much on TikTok, where suddenly people are talking about a celebrity and speculating on their life and digging because that celebrity is involved in some kind of scandal and they want to get a piece of that popularity. They want people to pay attention to them. So, you know, I don't know. To me, that wouldn't feel good to be online talking poorly about another person who I don't even know. So think about how you're showing up. Are you showing up in a way that's in line with your values and your principles? And then finally, self-reflection. Take time to regularly assess, how are you representing yourself online? Does it align with who you truly are? Are you showing up in a way that you feel is congruent with your values and your beliefs? Are you staying true to yourself? Are you getting swept up in the trends and speaking in a way that's not you? Showing up in a way that's not you? Like if I started doing silly dancing videos on TikTok, somebody call a mental health professional to check on me because that is not me. That is not how I show up. That is not congruent with me and my values. I love watching them, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am. So I'm hoping that this helps you to navigate being online and to show up as your authentic self, to show up as who you truly are. And remember, as Bob Berg said last time on the show, and Stefano and I also talk about this in our speaker training all the time, you want to be the best version of you. So being yourself doesn't mean to show up in a way that's inappropriate or rude or hurtful to other people. I don't think that's how any of us are really meant to be. At least I would like to believe that at the core, every person is a good person, that who we truly are meant to be, our true authentic selves, are caring, compassionate, loving people who are kind to one another. And all the other stuff is that stuff we talked about earlier, the stuff that gets in the way, the negative emotions, the limiting decisions that we take on. And all of that is stuff that's blocking us from being who we truly are and showing up as we truly are. And if you need some help to show up authentically, to show up as the true you, to be yourself fully online, showing up as you, reach out to me. This is, I would say, the sweet spot of my coaching is being able to help people really show up as themselves and as who they are meant to be, and also with a deep understanding of who you are. So that if you do get hateful comments, if you do piss some people off, it's not going to shake you. It's not going to rattle you in any way. You'll be able to handle it, because when you know who you truly are, you can show up as the true you. And no one can take that from you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you had a great day. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you got value out of it. If you did, please leave your 5-star review, and I'll be back again next week. Next week, I have a fantastic guest coming on, Lisa Marie, and she's going to be talking all about branding. So speaking of showing up as yourself, Lisa's going to share with us how to really show up as you in the best possible way. So you'll want to catch that episode. I'll see you next week. Bye for now.